We discussed the machlekes of Rishonim, whether Kiddush al Hayayin is the Raisa of the Rabbanon, and Tosfos points out, even according to those who are of the opinion that Kiddush al Hayayin is the Raisa, but Kiddush b'makom Suda, that din is certainly only mid the Rabbanon. But nonetheless, the Gemara says that that's the Ikuga. The person made Kiddush, and then it turns out something came up and he didn't eat there, so it's Maki B'diyavit. So wherever he's going to go to eat, he has to recite Kiddush again. Kiddush b'makom Suda, says in Shulchan Aruch, is not sufficient that he eats the Suda in the same location. If he makes Kiddush now, and he's Mavis Sedra for an hour, and then he says Hamoitzi an hour later, that's not Kiddush Makom Suda. Kiddush Makom Suda means you have to wash right away. If there's only one sink, and you have 300 people have to wash until the same, so sometimes it'll take 45 minutes till everybody washes, okay? So that's Kiddush Makom Suda. You wash and you said Hamoitzi as soon as you possibly could. Should be as soon as possible. You shouldn't carry on conversations in between the Kiddush and washing Amoitzi. In Shulchan Aruch, they give you three klolim. When is it considered Kiddush b'makom Suda? When is it called Bosa Makom? Based on the din of Shinu b'makom, Sorach Levarach. The Gemara says in the last Perek Hamsachim, let's say a person is eating supper and he didn't wash for bread. He's eating a chicken, a potatoes, whatever. So if he didn't have anything in mind, so I say, well, let's say you have to bench bichas hamazon. Tunim brochel achrayim b'mkaimam. If you have bread, so tunim brochel achrayim b'mkaimam, you're supposed to bench bichas hamazon the same location. So what's called the same location for bichas hamazon b'makom achila? What's called shini makom, that if I go to a new place, I'm eating, I said, ha'adoma and shahakol, then I go to a different place, and I want to continue eating there, I have to say another bracha. If I walk out of the room, I come back, I have to say another bracha. So the klal is, if it's all in one room, mipina lepina bos ha'ched there, that's called osa mokum, even if you didn't have a mind in the beginning. Let's say you're eating at a wedding, and then you're at this table, and then the bench is going to be at the other end of the room, all the way to the other table. So that's mipina lepina bos ha'ched is considered osa mokum, even if you didn't have a mind. Miched lached bos ha'bayis is called osa makom if you had in mind milachatchila. If when you said baripri hadama, let's say when we had little babies, so it was impossible to eat a meal without having to take one of the babies to the bathroom. We had 9 babies. So every meal was always interrupted. We had to take somebody out to the bathroom. So it was like it's built in, it's self-understood, that when you said hadama and shahakol, if you would ask me when I said the beginning of the meal, hadama shahakol, do I think I'm going to walk out? I said, yes. Absolutely. I know every time I always have to walk out in the middle. So if you had a mind in the beginning, or it's it's self-evident that you're going to have to walk out in the middle and continue eating there, or walk out in the middle and then come back, continue eating here, then mi'ched l'ched b'os ha'bayis is considered osa makom. And if it's mi'bayis l'bayis, then even if you had a mind, that's called the shini makom. Mi'bayis l'bayis, let's say you have an apartment building. So my next door neighbor in the same apartment building, that's in the same building, but that's mi'bayis l'bayis. That's not mi'cheda l'cheda b'osa. Cheda l'cheda b'osa b'ayis means one room to the other in my apartment, not from my apartment to the next door neighbor's apartment. That's like mi'bayis l'bayis. So it says that Kiddush is also the same thing. Let's say they make Kiddush in shul. The rabbis got the rabbis in this latest style, the last 20 years. The rabbi is afraid that people are going to go downstairs to Kiddush. They're going to start eating before he says the Kiddush. You're not supposed to eat before the Kiddush. So they have the rabbi say the Bar Piagof, and he says the Kiddush in Shul, and he announced everybody should have mind to be Yotze with the Kiddush, and they should go downstairs to eat the cookies, whatever. So that's Micheder Lecheder, Bo'os Abayis, that's not called the Shinimok. So it's the same din, Benegeir to Bichas HaMozen B'mkoman, the same din, Benegeir to Shinimokim, Shinimokim Tzorch Levarech. On bread, the Gemara says, since Birchas HaMazon is Tom Broch Le'achru B'mkomo, so there's no din of Shinim Mokum Tzorach Levarach. So let's say a person ate and washed for bread and he ate a kazais over here, so it's Tom Broch Le'achru B'mkomo. So even if he didn't have a mind that he's going to go somewhere else, and even if he goes Mibayis Le'bayis, by bread, there's no din of Shinim Mokum. L'chatchila, he should have in mind when he washes, when he says Amoitzi, that he plans to go eat in the other place. Let's say the Hasidim. So they eat at home on Friday night, then they plan to go, I don't know if they still do, they used to go. They're going to go to the Rebbe's Tish and have a little nibble over there. You have to have Birchas HaMazon in the same place where you ate the bread. You don't have to have eaten a kazayas there. So they plan to go to the Rebbe's Tish later and to bench there. So they have in mind when they wash and they say amoitzi, they're gonna continue eating over there. But mikra din imbirav, they didn't have in mind. That's the halacha that on pass. There's no din of shinim mokum. If a person, let's say, is traveling on the highway, mezaynus is a machlokes in rishonim. So lachatchila you should avoid. You shouldn't rely on the shinim mokum. But let's say a person is in the middle of having his Wheaties, and he walked out of the room. He had it because eyes already. He walked out of the room, and then he comes back in. So, but the evidence is safi bracha, safi brachas lahakol. So you shouldn't say another bracha. Lachatchila you should not. I think so. I think it's a Gemara, no? I'm not familiar. Why Svarim don't follow that?
I thought the Chaver Pass gives like a shape to us that say it doesn't depend on which food. All foods have the same shape. Home bread and as long as they're all the same.
Oh, yeah?
And there was Machlokes Rav Chisda, two different sheets in the Gemara, and the Ramah Pass gives that if bread never has a shape, like a Gato and Bracha, Achron, and Bukoma, it doesn't have a shape.
Mm-hmm.
The Shulchan Aruch said we don't.
Oh, yeah? I'm not familiar. I don't know. In this Gilgal, I was not yet a Svarti. Okay. Don't know. Yeah. We had the din in the Gemara that, the Gemara Shabbos, that you have to have three Sudas on Shabbos. You have to have Shalosh Sudas, because of Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to tell Bnei Yisrael Echlu Hayom, Ke Shabbos Hayom Hashem, Hayom Lo Tzimtzu Basada. So he mentions the word Hayom three times, so that's a reference to the fact that you're supposed to have Gimel Sudas on Shabbos. The Pashtus is that it's only Midirabbanim. Some of the Achrayim thought, the Mishnah Berurah quote, some of the Achrayim thought that is their Isa, but the Pashtus is not. So the same thing, Lecha Mishnah, that we want to have Zecha Laman, that Lecha Mishnah came down on Erev Shabbos. So Lecha Mishnah is clearly only Midirabbanim. Nobody, I don't think anybody holds Lecha Mishnah as their Isa. Shal the Sudas, some Achrayim want to say it's their Isa, and we don't really hold like that. The Ran, later, in the Masechta, quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, that women are also obligated to have Lecha Mishneh in Sholosh Sudas. Very often the women are not careful about this. The husband says, Amoitzi, and he cuts the challis, and the wife is in the kitchen. She didn't even wash yet. And she comes later, she just takes a slice of challah, and she says, Amoitzi. So that's not right. The women should also be medaktik to have Lecha Mishneh. Women should also be medaktik to have Lecha Mishneh. There's Machlokes, the Ran, and the Rabbeinu Tam, why? So Rabbeinu Tam says that since both of these are Zecha Laman, Lecha Mishneh Zecha Laman, and the Shalosh Sudas is Zecha Laman, and the man was a Nes, and the Gemara has an idea that Afin Hoy Biosa Nes, that women are Mechuyev in Nikra Megillah and Adlokas Neres Chanukah. Taisus explains despite the fact that it's a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma, women should have been Potter, and Taisus assumes that Klal, Mitzvah says that Shazman Grama Noshim Turis is not restricted only to mitzvahs deraisa, even applies to mitzvahs from the Rabbanon, Machlekes, Rashi, and Taisus, and Brochus. Rashi holds the klal only applies to deraisas. And Taisus says, well, the Gemara seem not to go like Rashi. The klal applies even to the Rabbanon also, but this is an exception to the rule that the Haseba and Arbekosis and Hadlokas Neves Chanik and Mikra Megillah are an exception to the rule because it's for the purpose of Pesumi Nisa, say, Afin Hai Biasanes. So Rabbeinu Tam holds the same applies to Lecha Mishneh and Sholosh Sudas. The Ran quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, and he disagrees. He says, what do you need that special reason, Afin Hai Biasanes? Why don't you give an easier time that women are Mechuyev in Kiddush, despite the fact that Kiddush is a mitzvah, says the Shazman Gromnik. Mar says, why? Because Zach Vishamar, Vidibar Echad Nemru, say the same over here, means everything on Shabbos is one package deal. Either the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos is relevant to you or it's not. So since the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos is relevant to the women, that it asks ben malacha, so the same Kedusha Sayyam that asks ben malacha is Mechayev min HaTorah and Kiddush, Mechayev min HaRabbana Lecha Mishneh in Sholosh Sudas. That's how the Ran holds. Perhaps the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with the Ran. Perhaps he holds that Zocha V'Shamer De'Brecha Nemra doesn't mean that it's one Mechayev. And therefore, either it is relevant for you or not. Maybe Hans said there's a special connection, a special link between Kiddush and Issa Melocha. Maybe Kiddush is like, the Rambam says that the Shvisa on Shabbos should be a Shvisa Hanikeres. There are some people who retired, who live in an old age home, in an assisted living facility, and they don't wash any clothing, they don't cook any food, they don't do any Melochas all day and all night. They don't turn on the lights, they don't turn off the lights. They don't make their beds. It's a malachta nasa zadeh acher. So the Rambam says the abstaining from Malach on Shabbos has to be done in such a way that it should be a Shvisa Haniker, it should be noticeable and conspicuous that it's L'Shem Shabbos. So the Rambam says that maybe this is why the Tanoim introduced the dinim of Muktzah, that it should, the Shvisa Malacha should be a Shvisa Haniker. The Raibit is Masig on the Rambam. So what is he talking about? In my Gemara it says because it's a Shagzera of Haitzah. The Gemara says we're afraid you're going to carry things out of the house. So they said you're not allowed to handle anything that to make life impossible. They didn't want to say you shouldn't move a chair, you shouldn't move a table or a plate, you're going to make life impossible. But to say you shouldn't move a television, you shouldn't move a pen or a pencil, what do you need it for? So don't move anything that's not really necessary on Shabbos, because we're afraid you may forget and carry it into the street. They should have asked everything, but that would be Xerish and Revatzi B'Cholam Lamaba. So the Rabbi says, why does he have to give new explanations why they made Xerok? So the Gemara said, Beferish, it's Xerim Mishim Hoitzah. But that's the Rambam says, that they want the Shvisa and Malacha should be a Shvisa Hanikaris. So it could be that that's what the Rabbi Natam holds, that the reciting of Kiddush is like a declaration that today has Kedusha Sayyam, and that's why we're abstaining from Malacha. It could be that it's like a Birchas HaMitzvah, on the mitzvah of abstaining from Malacha. It could be that that's what the Rabbi Natam holds, that you can't say Zoch V'Shama B'Dibur Echad Nemro, and therefore women are Mechuyivin Lecha Mishnah and Shalosh Udis. It doesn't mean that it's the same Kedusha Sayyim as Mechayiv you, that's Mechayiv in this, is Mechayiv in that, and therefore the women. No, it's not necessarily so. It means that there's a special connection between Kiddush and Shvisim and Malacha. To enhance the Shvisim and Malacha, you got to say Kiddush. Some Rishonim seem to hold like that, Beferish. The Gemara talks about Tosefes Shabbos. The Gemara says in Maseches Brochus and Daf Chav Zayin, Rav Tzodish Shal Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos. Rav said Mayriv early after Plaga Mincha. He followed Rabbi Yudah's opinion. Yudah holds that you can every day you can daven Mayriv after Plaga Mincha. So Rav used to follow that opinion of Rabbi Yudah on Erev Shabbos to be a Mekabel Shabbos early. So the Gemara, so the most of the Rishonim learn Pashup Shat. He's Mekabel Shabbos early, and then he had to abstain from Malacha. So then the Gemara has a suffix. Did he recite Kiddush? Did he not recite Kiddush? Gemara says, Toshma, yes, that he recited Kiddush as well. So the question is, what about the other mitzvahs? All the mitzvahs applied during this month of Tosefes Shabbos are only Kiddush. So the Ramban Hilchos Sukkah recommends that just like on Leil Pesach, you shouldn't begin to say that the left at Tzeisach Kochavim, so too, on Leil Laila Rishon of Sukkot, since the Gemara has Gzeres Shavah, Chamishosar Chamishosar, she shouldn't begin to recite Kiddush on Leil Sukkot until after Tzeisach Kochavim. So the question is, why not? There's an institution of Tosefes Yontav, so why can't he say Kiddush? If you can say Kiddush during this month of Tosefes Shabbos and every other Tosefes Yontav, so why can't you say Kiddush on Leil Sukkot early? So the Rama says the Kiddush is fine, but the Shach Yonah was fine. Problem is the Leisha Basuka, the end. You say Leisha Basuka. How can you say Leisha Basuka? You can't fulfill the mitzvah during this month of Tosefes. So they quote the Kasha, the Dibre Yecheskel quotes the Kasha, the name Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. I can understand that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas. Achila b'sukkah lailo harishon, just like matzah, you can't fulfill during this man of Tosefes because you need b'erev tochla matzahs, and Tosefes is not yet erev. So to the special mitzvah of achila b'sukkah lailo harishon of sukkahs, you have to have a kazayis of pas, kazayis dogon. You can't fulfill that mitzvah during this man of Tosefes. But the rest of sukkahs, there's also a mitzvah to sit in sukkah. On chalamot sukkah, there's a mitzvah. So why can't you say, and if you're makabel Tosefes sukkahs, why can't you say Leisha Basukah for that mitzvah? Who said it has to be only so you lead a kazayis later after Tzeisach Kochavim? Why can't you say Kiddush when the sun is still shining on Erev Sukkah is being makabel Kedusha Sayyam early, Tosefes Yontif, and say Kiddush and Leisha Basukah, and then Balayla, you'll make sure that you eat another kazayis of Dogon, kazayis of Paz, Balayla. So the Divrei Yecheskel quotes this kasha from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So he says, apparently the Ramah is concerned that there is an opinion in the Rishonim, there's a Tosefes and Ksubas, that Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif is only chal vis-a-vis two things, Isa Malacha and Kiddush, that's all. It's not chal benegiah to anything else. So there isn't the mitzvah that you have on Chalamoy to sit in the Sukkah, the mitzvah on Chalamoy Sukkah doesn't yet set in. Even if you mekabel Yontif early on Erev Sukkah, that mitzvah doesn't, but you can't say the Baruch Leishem Basukkah, because the mitzvah Yishiv Basukah only begins from Laila. During this month of Tosefes, you don't have any other mitzvahs. That's a discussion in the Netziv, in the Tshuvas. Meshav Dover, he has a Shaila. A woman was Mekabel Yantav early. She benched Licht. And she said, Shachyana, she was Mekabel Yantav early. Then she got a telegram that a relative of hers died. So the din is that if a person observed Avelos, Shachas, before Yantav, so Yantav comes and cancels the Shiva. So she quickly took off her shoes to observe Avelos Shachas, who was before the Shkia. And then she asked the Shaila, was she Yotzei? Do you say that Yontav canceled Shiva? Was she Yotzei or not? Maybe since she was Mekabel Tosefes Yontav before she got the telegram, then maybe Simchas Yontav set in. And if you observe Avelos on Yontav, it's meaningless. You have to begin the Shiva after Yontav. If she would have gotten the telegram in the middle of Yontav, she would have to observe the whole Shiva after Yontav was over. So that's what the Netziv discusses. When one is Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yontav, is it only chal with respect to Isim Aloche and with respect to Kiddush, or is it chal with respect to all the mitzvahs Hayom? So the Ramah in Hilchas Sukkah has this suggestion that one should be machmir not to say Kiddush during this month of Tosefes. You should wait to say the Kiddush after Tzeis HaKochavim Laila Harishon of Sukkahs because of the chashash, the bracha of Leishah Basukkah. Maybe not only can you not be yotze the mitzvah of Achila B'Sukkah Laila Harishon during this month of Tosefes, but the whole mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, even for Chalamayt Sukkahs, wouldn't apply at that time. So that's the question. Some Rishonim seem to be of the opinion that the din of Tosefes Shabbos was only Nischadish Benegeh to Malacha, and then Kiddush is connected with Malacha. Zoch B'Shamer B'Dei Brecha. Those two are connected. The purpose of the Kiddush is to enhance the Shvisa and Malacha, to elevate it to the level of Shvisa HaNikeres, to use the terminology of the Ram, a Shvisa HaNikeres. It could be that the Ran might not agree with the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, Afen Hai B'Yos HaNes, that women are mechuyev to have Lecha Mishnah and Sholosh Sudas, because Afen Hai B'Yos HaNes, that's really questionable. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva in Chelek HaRechayim, where somebody asked him that Hanoch has tefillin, is also Zechel HaNes. L'man Tiyotar Sashem Eficho, K'biyar Chazoka, Tiyach Hashem in Mitzrayim. So why don't we say that women are obligated to wear tefillin, because Afen Hai B'Yos HaNes? So first he answers that there's one opinion in Tosfos that this svar afen hai b'yos hanes only applies regarding a mitzvah derabbanan. It doesn't apply regarding a mitzvah derais, and tefillin is a mitzvah derais. If you say it like that, then it wouldn't answer, then we wouldn't reject lecha mishnah and shalosh sudas. Al pi pashtus is a mitzvah derabbanan. So the svar of the Rabbeinu Tam, afen hai b'yos hanes, should apply. But then the Chasam Sofer gives another svar, why it doesn't apply to tefillin. This Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over from his father. He didn't know that Chasam Sofer said it already before Moshe Soloveitchik was born, but he said it from his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, that there's a difference between a mitzvah that's Zechel HaNes as opposed to a mitzvah that's Pirsumi Nisa. The Gemara only says Afen Abiyas HaNes by Arba Kaisis and Haseban, Mikra Megillah, and Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. Those four, the Rambam says, are the Farsame, Laharis HaLegalas HaNes, Pirsumi Nisa. So Pirsumi Nisa, they say Afen Abiyas HaNes. But when a person wears tefillin, we see a person wearing tefillin, the first thing that comes to mind is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Not really. There's no Pesumi Nisa. It's Zechel HaNes. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the mitzvah because Manti Atas Hashem Eficho, Kibyad Chazok, Kibyad Tzeach Hashem in Mitzrayim. We should talk about the Yitzias Mitzrayim. But it's really not for the purpose of Lefarsemes HaNes. So the Pashtus is that Lecha Mishnah and Shalosh Sudas, if someone sees a Jew eating Shalosh Sudas or cutting Hamoitzi on Lecha Mishnah, that's Pesumi Nisa. Not really Pesumi Nisa. You can say it's Zechel HaNes. It was instituted by the Chachamim Zechel HaNes. So there's room to argue with the reasoning of the Rabbi. There's room to argue with the reasoning of the Ran. But they both said the same thing, bottom line. Both said the same thing, that women are mechuyev in Lecha Mishnah and Shalosh Sudas, either for reason A or reason B. Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva in the collection Ho'elef Lecha Shlomo, where they have over 1,000 tshuvas that were abridged by his grandson, Shlomo Kluger. So he has a brief tshuva, so he comes to defend the practice of the Hasidim, that the women never had Shalosh Sudas, and the women were in the kitchen. When the husband was saying Amoitzi, the women didn't have Lecha Mishnah. So he says, the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the Ran disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, so he left with nothing. So therefore, the women are not Mechuyim and Shalosh Sudas and Lecha Mishnah. So Chacham Avadya has a tshuva, he said, what did he do? He waved the magic wand over here. What did he do? They both said the same thing. They both said, bottom line, women are mechuyev and shalosh sudas and lecha mishnah. Just because each one disagreed with the other one's reasoning. So therefore you're left with nothing. You're left with the psak halacha, that the women are mechuyev. It's a difficult idea that Shlomo Kluger wrote to defend the practice of of the Hasidim, that they're not careful about the Lecha Mishnah and Shalosh Shudas.
I don't understand. How does Rebbe know that let's say Shalosh Shudas is not really pursuing Nisa? Maybe it is just because people perceive it like that. Maybe we have a misperception of it.
We don't really see Mikra Megillah. He's telling the whole story. Haneres halal. When you light the candles, we say Haneres halal on a madlik malan. These malan neflois. Rav Soloveitchik said he got the impression from the Masechta Soferim that the reciting of Haneres halal is leikuva. If you lit Neres Chanukah, he didn't say Haneres halal. He thought it's mashma in the Masechta Soferim that you're not yotzei the mitzvah. The Neres have to tell over the story. Hasei ben Arba Kosis also, because it's in the context of the whole Haggadah. You have the whole Haggadah also, so we're telling the whole story by Tzias Mitzrayim. But by Tefillin, since you're not telling anything over there, there's no Amira at all. You just put on the Tefillin. And the same thing by Shalosh Shudas and Lecha Mishnah, there's no Amira. You're not giving any explanation.
If we bench and we say, yeah, Kriya Shema, we say, Tzias Mitzrayim by Kriya Shema, we wear Tefillin. We bench, right? When we eat Lecha Mishnah, by benching as...
You say the same text on Shabbos and Yom Tov as you say on the weekdays. So you're not doing anything special because of the month in the midbar. That's the question. Tosis raises a possibility that maybe Suda Shlishis is not the same as the first two Sudas. The first two Sudas, Balayla, Bayom, in the morning, should be Pasim. Maybe Suda Shlishis one can fulfill with Mini Targima. Yeah. What's the Hezbar Adova? How do you explain that? So Rav Soloveitchik explained as follows. He said there's a din in the Gemara, Kibud V'yonik. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Yishai, Kibud V'yonik. So the Gemara says, the Gemara Babli says that Kvod Yom Odif Mekvod Laila. What does it mean? If the Balabasta has a special delicacy that the family enjoys very much, let's say chopped liver, so should she only has enough for one meal. So should she serve it Friday night, or should she serve it Shabbos in the daytime? So the Gemara says, Kvod Yom Odif Mekvod Laila. You should serve it in the daytime. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Zohar that disagrees with the Gemara. The Zohar says that Kvod Laila Odif Mekvod Yom. But Atzar Shavu Shabahem, both the Gemara and the Zohar both agree that there's a din of Kvod Yom and a din of Kvod Laila. You don't say that there's a din of Kibud V'Yonig. All day long you should observe Kibud V'Yonig. No, it means a special Balaila and special Bayom. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe that's the Mechayiv of the one Suda Balaila, one Suda Bayom, because of Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila. The Pashtus says that it doesn't really mean Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila. It means Onik. The Vilna Goyen writes in the Bir Agro on Hilchas Yontif, the end of Hilchas Yontif, the simon about Simchas Yontif, the very last simon in Hilchas Yontif. So the Vilna Goyen writes what's Kibud and what's Onik is hard to define. So he thinks that Kibud means all the hachonas that one does in advance of Shabbos and Yontif. When you take a shower, when you set the table, when you vacuum the rug, and when you put up the cholent and so on. When you get dressed with Big Day Shabbos, and then Onig is the fact that you enjoy Shabbos and Yom Tov. You enjoy wearing the nice clothing. You enjoy the fact that you're eating the food. So when you say that there's a din of you're going to eat the chopped liver by Yom, Dafke, or you're going to have Sudas Hayom and Sudas Halayla, Kvod Yom, Kvod Laila. Pashta doesn't mean Kvod, it means Onig. Okay, we call it Kvod Yom, Kvod Laila. Al Shem HaPasuk, the Pasuk says, Kibud V'Onig. I mentioned together in the Pasuk in Yishai. So that's why there's room to say that to fulfill, to satisfy the requirement of Kibud, Onig, whatever, you need one Suda Bayama, one Suda Balaila, Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila, and then you want to have Zecha Laman, so you want to have three meals. To satisfy the requirement of Shalosh Sudas, you could have had, all three could have been Minei Targima. You wouldn't have required any Pas at all. But you have to satisfy, that's for a different reason we have Pas, not because of the Zecha Laman, all three could be Minei Targima. The Man tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. So you can have cholent balayla and cholent in the morning and cholent in the afternoon. All three can have cholent. But because of the kvod yom and the kvod laila, that's why you have to have two meals that should be with pas. Because of the kvod yom and kvod laila. The Gemara says if a person forgets ritzei in the benching, he has to repeat the birchas hamazon, because on Shabbos and Yom Tov there's a chiyuv suda, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, there is no chiyuv suda. So if the person forgets to say Yalav Yov and the Birchas HaMazon, he doesn't have to bench over. What kind of a din is that? He's not yotze the benching because he forgot to say. Why should he not be yotze the benching? Sir Rav Soloveitchik explained. He thought that you are yotze the benching. That's the Poshe Pshat, and this Tosfos learned the Gemara like that. You are yotze the benching, even without saying Ritzei. Without saying Yalav Yov, you're not yotze the Suda Shabbos or the Suda Yontif. You have to be kaver the suda l'shem suda Shabbos by reciting Kiddush in the beginning. You sandwich the suda in between the Kiddush in the beginning and the Birchas Hamazon with the Ritzei or the Yalav Yavah at the end. So if a person benches and he forgot to say Ritzei on Shabbos, Yalav Yavah on Yontif, he was yotze the benching. He was yotze the Birchas Hamazon. It's not me'akev in the mitzvah benching. He's just not yotze the suda Shabbos. So you have an option now. If you want, you're ready to plotz because he ate a whole meal. So you have an option. Either you wash again, you have another meal, and don't forget to say Ritzei, or you have to eat a third time. Or they gave you a break. You're full already. You're holding by benching, and you forgot Ritzei, so you're not yet to the Suda, so they gave you a Kula. If you want to, there's no need to repeat the meal all over again. We allow you to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. Let it be a Brachal of Atola. No, they allow you to repeat the Birchas Hamazon, even though you were yet to the first time, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. The Kaveh, the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. So that's why the Bala Taisu says, if this Svara is correct, the Suda Shlisha doesn't need pas, he can be yotze with Suda Shlisha's Mimini Tagima. So let's say the person did have pas, he should be machmer for the other opinion in Tosfos that you do need pas. There is Mesupik. But if one holds that Suda Shlisha does need pas, so then it means he can be yotze Suda Shlisha's without reciting Birchas Hamazon with the Ritzei. You're just going to say Barnefoshes if they have the Mimini Tagima. So even if he did have pas, he can't say that the Ritzei is Likuva. The Gemara never meant to say that you're not yotze the Birchas Hamazon. If you left that Ritzei, you were yotze the Birchas Hamazon, just weren't yotze the Suda Shabbos. So you can't, if you hold Suda Shlishas doesn't need pas, so you could have said Barna Pashas at the end. So even if he has pas and he has to say Ritzei, he can't say that he's not yotze the Suda without saying Ritzei. So that's why, if a person by Suda Shlishas forgot to say Ritzei, then we say Safik Brachas Lohokel, we rely on that opinion in Taisus, that one could be yotze Suda Shlishas without pas, and therefore the Ritzei would not be ma'akeh b'riyavet. Here in the yeshiva, the practice is all the time shalashudas, they eat late in the day, and then they bench, it's already after Tzei Sakacham, they bench at night. So that's a big machlekes, whether one says Ritzei or not. Or if a person eats on Purim, and then he finishes the meal, he benches on after Tzei Sakacham, does he say Ve'al Anisim or not? They say the Haskara based on the fact that the Trilas HaSuda was the Purim, a Trilas HaDigobos, a Trilas HaSuda. Or do you say, no, today it's Shabbos is over and Purim is over, so it doesn't make sense to say the Haskara. So we pask in La Locha that Yigobos HaTchilas HaSuda. So the person does say Ritzei, or does say V'yal HaNisim. But the Pashto should be that one should avoid getting involved in the whole Machlekes. There is a Machlekes. I told over this story that once in I was vacationing in Anset on Cape Cod. So there was only a minyan there for Shacharis. There was no minyan for Mincha Ma'ariv. So once on Rosh Chodesh, Rav Soloveitchik's mother was benching. It was late in the afternoon. She was benching right before on Rosh Chodesh, right before the Shkia. And we were davening Mincha B'yichidus. There was no minyan. We had Mincha at home. And then we washed and we sat down and we sat on Moitza. We started a meal on Rosh Chodesh. We're going to finish on Matzoi Rosh Chodesh. So when Rav Soloveitchik's mother finished benching, so she turned to us and she said in Yiddish, the Bochum learn in the yeshiva all their lives and they don't know it's a machlokes of Rishonim, whether you say Yalav Yovah, Bas HaTchilas HaSuda. You're not supposed to put yourself into such a situation. Either you bench before the Shkir like I did, or you wash after Tzei Sakachov. You don't do what you did. So the Hasidim do it all the time on Shabbos. Yeshiva became Hasidish. They do it every Shabbos. They eat Shalashudas late in the afternoon and they bench on Matzoi Shabbos, they would say. But it's a strong point that really it's not correct. One should really try to avoid getting involved in the machlokes.
One is, so if someone were to finish eating before the shkia but not bench until after, does that help the situation?
I don't think so. I think it's also totally the machlokes. Yeah. Whether mentioning Ritzei depends on Tchilas HaSuda, or depends on the time that you're benching. I think it's the same machlokes, yeah.
So
we assume that you. We assume that you're not yotzei the Suda Shabbos with mezainis. You have to have pas. just the machlokes is how much pas. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes one opinion is kazayis, one opinion is the Shulchan Aruch writes kibetza. The Mishnah Berurah thinks that that kibetza is a mistake. It means yosem mikibetza, because the Gemara says in Sukkah that you're permitted to eat achilas aroi chutz l'sukkah. Achilas keva, you need a sukkah. What's achilas aroi? So the Gemara says bread up until and including a kibetza. Yosem mikibetza is achilas keva. And some Rishonim said, based on that Gemara, that Suda Shabbos has to be Achilas Keva. So you have to eat Yotze Mikibetza. But to say you have to eat Kibetza, he thought that didn't make any sense. So that's a machlokes. But you have to have Pas, either Pas Kazayis or Pas Yotze Mikibetza. So what you had in by the Kiddush, you weren't Yotze the Suda Shabbos.
Could one be Yotze Suda Shmiya with Mizonos and then wash by Shalashidus?
Yeah, the Pashta says that, yes. Yes, they quote in the name of Rav Chaim that let's say a person benched in a meal on Shabbos morning and he forgot to say Ritzei. So we assume he has to bench over again. So Rav Chaim said, hold your horses, let that count as the third Suda. If he'll be careful when he eats the third Suda later in the day, then he will say Ritzei. So you had one Suda by Laila, one Suda by Yom, and he said Ritzei. And then the Suda Shlishis doesn't have to be Suda number three. You have to have another meal on Shabbos, Echel Amon. So you had the meal out of order. Had the first meal in the day. He was Yotze with the Minhag Targum.
So we should hold like that?
It's a strong argument. That's what they quote in the name of Rav Chaim.
Most souls, they daven Mincha right before Shkia and then have a Shal Shiddus and Shul. So if that's what your soul does, is it better to eat with them or is it better to eat Shal Shiddus at home before Mincha so that you don't get involved in the Machloka?
Teach all the shudas at home, not to get involved in machlokes, is a midas chasidus, not to get involved in machlokes. That's what Rav Soloveitchik mother said. That's a midas chasidus. Mikra din we pass, can do go basa tchilos hasudim. And then the Ramo quotes a machlokes, can one fulfill a mitzvah, when does one fulfill a mitzvah of the suda shlishis? So one opinion in the Ramo is davke before mincha. So he quotes Amishanim, say davke before mincha, because he shouldn't drink water, shouldn't drink any beverages or water. Soda is also water you shouldn't drink in between Mincha and Maariv. And then there are more paskins, no, the more correct is to have the Suda Shlishis after Mincha. You should always try to have it after Mincha. I think that would be preferable, to have the Suda Shlishis after Mincha, even though you know you're not going to bench till after Shabbos is over. That's a real din, and that's only Amidas Chasidus. So I would think that that would be better.
I mean, the Rama doesn't just say that because he's worried about having a Suda Gedola before having Mincha.
I think it's an additional consideration. Shalashid is usually not a Suda Gedola. If after Zman Mincha Ktana, even a Suda Ktana is also. But even if you can find a Heter for that, I think the consideration is an additional one. The Magen Avraham writes, let's say in the summertime, that they're having an early minyan in Shul and having a late minyan. So I feel uncomfortable davening Maariv in the early minyan. So let's say I'll go to the early minyan, daven mincha, before plaga mincha, then they're going to say Kabbalah Shabbos, and then they say Baruch, and I'm going to leave, I'll go home. So I'll go home after Baruch, I'll make Kiddush, and I'll eat the whole meal, and I'll bench and say Ritzei, then I'll go to Shul to daven Maariv. I'll go to Shul in the middle of the meal, I'll go to Shul to daven Maariv by the second minyan. Is that okay? So the Magen Avraham says, why not? If you mekabel tosefes Shabbos, you can say Kiddush, and if you can say Kiddush b'mod yom, then if you say Kiddush, you can, yeah, Kiddush has to be b'makom suda. So you'll wash and you'll start the meal, and then you can daven Maariv later. What's the problem? That's what the Magen Avraham says. So the quote from the Vilna Gaon that he didn't think the Magen Avraham was right, that the, since the Gemara's Lashon is, Rav Tzolish al Shabbos Be'er of Shabbos. Rav holds you allowed to daven Maariv early on Erev Shabbos after Plag Menachot to be Mekabel Tosef and Shabbos. Then the Gemara has a Sofik. Did he say Kiddush or not? Toshma, yes. He said Kiddush also. So the Vilna Gaon thought, it has to go in order. You can only say, you see from the Lashon HaGemara, Meduyik, you can only say Kiddush, Mebod Yom, if you daven Maariv then. If you didn't daven Maariv yet, so you can't say Kiddush. But the Vilna Gaon doesn't explain it. They just quote, he made the deal from the Gemara against the Magen Avraham. What's the Biur HaDover? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, Rav Soloveitchik didn't say that the Vilna Gaon had this practice. He just said, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos writes, based on the Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, how is one supposed to observe Yontov? Should it be Okulo Lashem, Okulo Lachem, or should it be we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, Chetzi Lashem, Chetzi Lachem? Should divide the day in half. So we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, On Shabbos, everybody agrees should be chetzio lechetzio, and on Yontav also we pass like Rebbe Shua against Rebbe Lezer. So the Rambam writes, this is the way the program should be. How does one fulfill chetzio l'Hashem and chetzio l'Hashem? So the Rambam says, you dab ma'ariv and then you eat. Then you dab shachris and musav, then you eat. Then you dab mincha and you eat shalosh shudas. So the Rambam sounds like he's saying you have to have literally chetzio l'Hashem and chetzio l'Hashem. Chetzio l'Hashem and chetzio l'Hashem. Chetzio l'Hashem, not chetzio, one third. One third l'Hashem, one third l'Hashem. First you dab ma'ariv, then you eat the first meal. Then you dab shachris and musav, then you eat the second meal. Then you eat shalosh shudas, you eat the third meal. So from the Rambam it sounds like this is the Seder HaDvarim Kachu Ados, I think the Rambam says. This is the proper order of fulfilling Chetzel Hashem and Chetzel Hashem, to have the meals dispersed according to the tefillos that you dab. So it's not really right, from the Rambam is mashma, that it's not really correct to have Shalosh Shudas before Mincha. And it's not really correct to eat the Sudas Halayla before you dab Mar. You should first dab Mar and then have the Sudas Halayla. Maybe one should be much better about that. If you have no choice, you have no choice. Sometimes they're going to dab mincha so late they won't give you a chance to eat shalosh shudas. There is no shalosh shudas in shul. Okay, got no choice. But if you have a choice, then one should be medaktik to do like the Rambam described. That's the way to fulfill, to divide the day. Chetzio l'Hashem and chetzio l'Hashem.
If I wanted to have shalosh shudas before the second meal, what would you do in Kiddush?
You're not allowed to eat before you say Kiddush. So you got to say Kiddush in the morning.
And if you're having the second meal after, do you need to say Kiddush before that?
Do you have to say Kiddush before that? Could be. Mm-hmm. Could be. I mean, two of the meals, you have to be kaveh l'shem suda Shabbos by having Kiddush, saying Barpiyagaf before, Kiddush before, and saying Ritzay after. And the third meal doesn't require the Kiddush before, and nor does it require the Ritzay and the Birchas HaMazon after. Mm-hmm. Could be that then you should really, if you're going to do in that order, if you got to say Ritzay after the morning meal, and then you want to rely on the third meal later in the day, so then you really should say Bar Pyagofen at the beginning of that meal and then have, make sure you remember the Ritzay. Sounds correct.
If you have Shal Shudas, I guess in the second slot, you also have to make Kiddush before because you can't eat once in Kiddush.
That is correct. Magen Avraham quotes the Rambam that even though you don't have to say Kiddush by Suda Shlishis, but the Rambam says still you should be Kedeh the Suda Ala Yayin. You should have a sip of wine in the middle of the meal. Many do that. Many have that practice.
Doesn't,
yeah.
Doesn't the Beis Yosef point out the Rambam in Parakhav test before that points out that you should only be on the first two Sudas, and he didn't really mean what he meant in Parakhav, because in Parakhav test, the doctor talks about only making Kiddush on the first two Sudas, and he just meant maybe to have some wine, Ala Dafka.
To have some wine, right.
But
right.
Rambam
to have wine in the middle of the meal by Shalosh Shudas. You don't need Kiddush in the sense you don't have to say the Bar Piyagof before the Suda Shlishis. But the Magen Avraham quotes from the Rambam, it's mashma that you should have a little bit of wine in the middle of the meal. Here they have served so much, but they don't serve wine in the middle of Shalosh Shudas. I don't know how do people eat all the food that they give here at Shalosh Shudas. They're not stuffed from the morning meal. They give so much in the morning.
They
so can
the rest of the week.
But they don't serve any wine. The wine is in the Magen Avraham, yeah. Doesn't mean Sudash. You should daven Musaf, Shachris Musaf, have a meal. You should daven Mincha, have a meal. It's not Sudash Lishit. One of the meals by Yom has to be Pas, and the other meal can be Tagim. It doesn't matter which order. About Ritzay?
Yeah.
I don't think so. That's what someone raised. I don't think so. I think the machlokes that the Beis Yosef quotes is whether you go basa tchilas hasuda to determine whether you say Ritzay yal v'yav al anisim, or you go basa when you're benching. You're benching on Matzoi Shabbos. So according to some Rishonim, you shouldn't mention Ritzay. The Lon Nagon throws in a svara that maybe there's room to distinguish between Purim and Shabbos. On Purim, there is no dinim asifim echol al hakodesh. So when Matzoi Purim comes, when it comes to Tzeis HaKavanah, that's the end. So it's not Purim anymore. But Shabbos, there is a din of Tosef and Shabbos until the time that you're going to say Atochan Atonu, until the time you say Baruch Hamav Demikodesh Lachol, so it's still going to be Shabbos. Maybe there's room to say that it's still Shabbos. But still, there's a machlekes, some Rishonim say not so. Right, there are more quotes. Some Rishonim insist, the Rosh insists you should dafka Shalosh Shuras before Mincha, because the neshama is going back to Gehenna and you shouldn't drink the water right between Mincha and Rabbah. Then he paskins like the other Rishonim. You've got to make up your mind. You can't be machma for both shittas. One shita dafki before Mincha, one shita dafki after Mincha. So he says there are more paskins after Mincha is more correct.
When you eat like Shalosh Shuras, a lot of times things like fruit are like part of your meal because
it says in Hilchas Birchas Hanenin that if Dvarm HaBoy Machmas HaSuda, whatever is the course in the meal to fill you up, so you don't have to say, we pass Kan like this, you don't have to say a bracha. Rashi says, it's only called Dvarm HaBoy Machmas HaSuda if you eat it with bread. That's why now you don't have anymore. There used to be Europeans, old-timers, who came from Europe, so they would, all week long, when they would eat a meal, they would always have bread, a little bit of bread with the soup, a little bit of bread with the fish, a little bit of bread with the chicken. We would always be eating bread, because Rashi holds like that. The only time Hamotzi covers all the courses in the meal is if you're eating it with bread. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. So if a person has, let's say, fruit at the end of the meal, so that's a dessert, so then he says bar pirates. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, what if the whole meal consists of fruit? That's it. It's going to wash and say Hamotzi. Then it's going to have, the main course in the meal is going to be fruit or a cantaloupe or something. So if it would have been served at the end of the meal, it would have been a dessert, it would have required a bracha lefana. What if it's served in the middle of the meal? So strictly speaking, it's Dvar Mabay Machmas HaSuda. That is the course in the meal. That's in order to fill me up. But since usually the fruits or the cantaloupe are eaten as a dessert, so that's why the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, quotes from the Rabbeinu Yoina that the correct thing is you should have a little bit of bread with the first spoonful and the last bit. When you're eating the fruit, so you should have a little bit of challah with the first bit and with the last bit to demonstrate that it's really Dvar Mabay Machmas HaSuda.
I guess an issue is that should people, is it better to bench Yechidus before the Shkia or just bench with everyone else?
Probably not allowed to. More correct is to bench with everyone else. Look, we paskin that that you go Mikra Din, we paskin like those Rishonim, we go Basa Tchilas HaSuda. But more correct would be if you would avoid it. If you would avoid the whole thing. Yeah, what's it then if a person davens Marav HaMetzoy Shabbos, he forgets Atochan Antonu? So the Gemara says, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because if he got Atochan Antonu, he can rely on Havdolah B'Tfilah. He's going to rely on Havdolah Alakos. What if he forgot Atochan Antonu and then he forgot and he ate before Havdolah Alakos? You're not supposed to eat before. So Rashi learns that that's called Tor Bizu Bizu. Not all the Rishonim agree to Rashi's Pshat. That's how Rashi learns. Tor bizu bizu. He made a mistake, and he forgot Atochan Antonu in Shemoneh Esrei Amayra. Then he made a mistake. So the din is he can rely on Havdalah Alakos. Then he made a mistake, and he ate before Havdalah Alakos. Ate or he drank. Water you're allowed to drink before Havdalah, but any other drink you're not allowed to have before Havdalah. So if he ate or he drank before Havdalah, so there's a machlekes in the Gemara, if Toam Mavdil, Toam made a Mavdil. If a person, if he said Atochan Antonu, and then he has to repeat Havdalah Alakos. Why is that? Kedei lahavdil bein achilus l'rishus, achilus shel mitzvah. The whole purpose of the Havdalah l'yayin is to distinguish between achilus on Shabbos is a mitzvah and achilah on the weekdays is a rishus. It's not a mitzvah. So that's why we say Havdalah l'yayin. So if a person ate by mistake before Havdalah Alakos, there is an opinion in the Gemara that you can't say Havdalah Alakos. He was yotzei already. But we don't pass like that. We pass Kantoa Mekadosh and Toa Mavdil. There's one opinion if you ate before Kiddush. On Friday night, you daven Ma'ariv. So you yotze Kiddush deraisi yotze v'tfilah. And the requirement to repeat the Kiddush al Ayayin is Kedei Lahavdil Machinu Shal Mitzvah Lachilu Shal Bishul. So there's one opinion in the Gemara. Toa Meina Mekadosh and Toa Meina Mavdil. So we don't accept that opinion. We pass Kantoa Miz Mavdil and Toa Miz Mekadosh. But the Gemara says, if Tor Bezu Bezu, he forgot Atochan Antonu and Nishman Esrei. Then he forgot and he ate before Havdalah. So the Havdalah is going to be an incomplete Havdalah. So the only time you say you can be Yotzei Havdalah, you forgot to say Atachon Antonu, you can be it's Abdullah Allah Kos. Atzib is going to be a complete Abdullah, perfect Abdullah that he didn't eat before. But by mistake, he ate before Abdullah. Abdullah Allah Kos is going to be incomplete. Then the Gemara says, Chayzal Erosh, you got to go back and you got to say the Shema Nesri all over again. That's the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Not all the Rishayim have learned the Gemara like that, but that's the way the accepted Pshat is. Tor Bezu, Bezu. It's Chazal Rosh, he has to daven over the Shema Nesri. So then the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Chumra that the Mishnah Berurah says most of the Rishayim don't say this. Not only if he ate or he drank before Havdalah, Tor Bezu, Bezu. He forgot Atachan Antonu. And then he ate before Havdalah Lakos. What if he didn't eat? But he did a malacha before he says Havdalah Lakos. So if after he finishes the Shmona Esri Amar, if he realizes he forgot Atachon Antonu, and he says Baruch Amav the Mekodesh Lachol, farting. So he said Havdalah. The Gemara says if a person wants to do malacha Matzoy Shabbos before he davens Ma'ariv, so you got to say Havdalah. So say Baruch Amav the Mekodesh Lachol. This is machleik because when they say Baruch Atah Hashem Lakeinu Malach Olam Amav the Mekodesh Lachol. Well, you don't say Shema Malchus, so because of the Sufik Brachas Lachol, so we just say Baruch Hamav the Mekodesh Lachol. Usually women who don't dab and marav on Mitzvah Shabbos, more correct is that they should dab marav. Not that they should be able to have Dola B'tfilo. If the women who don't dab marav, so all the women know, you say Baruch Hamav the Mekodesh Lachol. The women in Europe used to say a tfilo that they have it printed, and some of them say Dom Gott von Avram. And it's a Yiddish version of Havdola. It's a Yiddish version of Atachon Anton. I remember I took a course here in the college in the Hebrew literature. So one of the writers writes, and my mother said, Alakei Abraham. So the professor didn't know what it was. Never heard of my mother said, Alakei Abraham. What's that? Never heard of Gottfried Abraham. Must have been a ger. Everybody knows Gottfried Abraham. So the Shulchan Aruch has this chiddush that if a person forgot Atachon Antonu, and then he didn't say, Baruch Hamav de Mikodesh Lachol. And he does malacha before he says the Kiddush the Havdalah ala kos, then it's also Torah b'zu b'zu, and it's Chazal Rosh has to repeat the Shemana Esrei with the Atachon Antonu. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that not everybody agrees to that, but that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch. He mentioned that the Gemara says, Rav Tzoldish al Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, Rav Davin Ma'ariv early. And we usually assume that he was Mekabel Tosef for Shabbos. And then he said Kiddush. The Gemara had a Sofik, can you be Yotzei Kiddush? The Gemara said, yes, he can be Yotzei Kiddush. So we assume he's Yotzei Kiddush because he was Mekabel Tosef for Shabbos. One can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush not only on Shabbos, he can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush even during his Ma'ariv of Tosef for Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham, and Ilchus Kiddush quotes a kasha from the Mordechai Megillah from one of the Bali Atosfos, not the Riyah, the Rabbein Tam, that's a different name. He quotes a kasha that according to some opinions in the Gemara, Tosefes Shabbos is only known through Halacha Moshe Mesinai. There's a din of Tosefes Shvius, Esenetius, is Allah. The Gemara says that Arav Alam is Beach. In Nisach HaMayim, in Esenetius, as Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Esenetius is a din of Tosefes Shvius. So one opinion in Gemara, that's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. From there we derive that Shabbos and Yom Tov also have a din. Masif HaMechoel HaKodesh. So this Balatosis in the Mordechai Megillah, bother with Akasha, if Kiddush is their Isa, learn that from a Pasuk, and Tosefes Shabbos is only Halacha Moshe Mesinai, we assume Halacha Moshe Mesinai is a lower level, that's an interesting assumption. Halacha Moshe Mesinai is a lower level than a din deraisa. Let's learn that from Sukkim. So how can you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush deraisa during this man of Tosefes? Tosefes is not on the same level as deraisa. It's a little lower because only Halacha Moshe Mesinai. That's based on a Yerushalmi. Whoever said like that Halacha Moshe Mesinai is a lower level than a din deraisa? That's learned that from Sukkim and Chumash. So that's a Yerushalmi and Nozir. There's in the middle of Maseches Nozir, they have a din. A Nozir is not allowed to be metamil a meis, unless it's a meis mitzvah. So let's say the Nozir and the Kohen Gadol are walking down the road. So they're both muzer against being metamil a meisim, even the Zayin Kroivim, and they both only have a heter to be metamil to a meis mitzvah. So what if you don't need both of them to be metamil? One person can take care of the meis mitzvah on his own. Which of the two should be metamil? So machin lamosa hakala kal tchila. Whenever you have to violate an iser, whenever you have to be doicha an iser, so you try to minimize. So which of the two has the lesser of the two isurim? The kengodol being metamit to the meis mitzvah, the nosa. So that's a machlekes in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. So the Yerushalmi has more dinim. The Mishnah has more dinim. The Yerushalmi has more dinim. The Yerushalmi has the following din. One person was made a nazir by his father. Ha'av madir is b'no b'nazir. And that's only halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And then another person is a nazir because he was mekabel naziris on his own. So the Yerushalmi says, since one is halacha l'moshe m'sinai and the other one is a real deraisa, so the one that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai is a lower level of seriousness. So the kala kal tchila would require that the nazir mitam halacha l'moshe m'sinai should be mitamit to the meis mitzvah as opposed to the one as a nazir derais. So that's the basis, that's the assumption in this kasha that the Mordechai quotes from the Bala Tosfos. How can one be yotze kiddush during this man of Tosefes Shabbos if one should adopt that position that Tosefes Shabbos is only halacha l'moshe m'sinai and kiddush is really deraisa? Mamish learned that from a pasuk. So he gives a whole teretz, a very questionable teretz. He gives a teretz on the kash. The Rambam never quoted the din of Tosefes Shabbos. We mentioned that's why the Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Yomim Shemitzvah Lahoisim Mechayil Al Hakodesh. Why do you say Yesh Yomim? Because he knows that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam only quotes the requirement to be Moshe Mechayil Al Hakodesh by Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur. He never quotes it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Stechemed has a long arichas on this. He quotes. So the Stechemed. Stechemed was a Sephardi who was born in Eretz Yisrael, and then he took a Rabbonis in Russia, and he didn't know what was going on there with him. And Hogim, they told him, this is the meaning, and this is the meaning, so he had to correspond to everybody. Is this really, that's the meaning, that's the din, what's going on here? And then he had such a big correspondence that he wrote a whole sefer, and then he wrote a whole encyclopedia. Stechemed is a whole encyclopedia of Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Stechemed has a long piece on this. What is the Shita Sarama? The Samar Achrenim say the Rambam's opinion is that there's no obligation in our Torah to be Moshe Mechol Al HaKodesh outside of Yom Kippur, but Mid the Rabbanon there is an obligation to be Moshe Mechol Al HaKodesh. Others say no, even Mid the Rabbanon, the Rambam never said that there's an obligation to be Moshe, but if a person is Moshe, then it would be Chal. Others say the Rambam never said that either. So they think maybe it's only Chal Mid the Rabbanon. No, they say no, the Rambam holds it's not Chal. Not chal min ator, it's not chal min rabban. There's no din of Tosefes Shabbos v'yontov, period. Only Tosefes Yom Kippur. There's no chiyuv, it's not chal, it's nothing but nothing. So the question is, but the Rambam quoted the Gemara, you can dab ma'ariv early after plag a mincha on Friday afternoon, then you can say kiddush. How are you to say kiddush if Tosefes Shabbos is not chal? So the Rambam himself asked the question. It's muchach and the Rambam that he holds that Tosefes is not chal. At least min ator is not chal. Because the Rambam asked the question and he says, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be Shabbos in order to fulfill Kiddush. You can recite Kiddush as Shabbos is about to enter. It's a half an hour before the Shkia on Friday afternoon, and Shabbos did not enter yet. Shabbos will enter during Bein HaShemoshes, when it will be a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. You can be Yotzei Kiddush as Shabbos is about to enter. Doesn't it? You don't have to, there is no halacha that says you have to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. But Haraya, the Rambam says that he quotes the din from the Gemara that if a person knows Matzoi Shabbos is going to have to run, he won't have an opportunity to recite Havdalah, so he's permitted to daven. He won't have a chance to daven Ma'ariv. So the Gemara says if it's Shas Adchak, he can daven Ma'ariv on Shabbos afternoon after Plaga Mincha. He can say Atochan Antonu. He can say Havdalah Alakos. It's still going to be Shabbos till Tzeis HaKochabim. But he can say Havdalah Alakos. He can't say Bar Miyari Ha'esh because he's not allowed to use the fire yet. Even if the fire is burning, the whole idea of Bar Miyari Ha'esh means I'm allowed to use the fire now. I'm not allowed to use the fire. You shouldn't say Bar Minim Samim. The whole idea of Bar Minim Samim is that the Neshama Yisera goes away. He still has the Neshama Yisera. It's still Shabbos. So the Gemara says if you have Tosis explains, you have the Shas Hatchak. The Gemara never says Shas Hatchak. But Tosis explains like that. We would permit you to recite Atachan Antonu in Ma'ariv, late Shabbos afternoon after Plag Mincha, to recite Havdalah. So the Rambam says, you see, there is no halacha that Havdalah has to be recited after Shabbos is over, around the time that Shabbos is about to end or has ended, approximately that time. So Kiddush should be recited b'knisas haShabbos, samach l'knisas haShabbos, lefanehu le'achreu, as Shabbos is about to enter, after Shabbos has already entered.
Idea of Tosefes Shabbos, it's a little peculiar because the idea of Shabbos is that you're being makir that Hashem rested on the seventh day. So Hashem didn't rest in the middle of Friday, he rested on Shabbos.
Okay.
So what?
But it says man that has kedusha. So the Gemara derives from Sukkim, according to most of the Rishonim, not the Rambam. Gemara establishes from Sukkim whenever there's a zman that has kedusha. So there's a concept of masifim mechayel al kodesh. You can add on shnas hashmita. The whole year has kedusha to a certain extent. So Gemara either learns that from Sukkim or has halach l'moshe m'sina. You can extend the kedusha shnas hashmita before and after. So Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can extend the kedusha. The Rambam holds only on Yom Kippur. And the other Rishonim say no. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says either I learn out from Yom Kippur, from Shemitah, I learn out from there to all Zman that's Mekudesh. There's a concept of Tosefes. Yeah. Bari Miyari Ho'esh, the Gemara has a Matzoi Shabbos, may not be recited if a Melacha was done with this flame. And even if the Gemara has, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, even if a non-Jew lit the fire on Shabbos. A non-Jew is not obligated to observe Shabbos. The Gemara's non-Jew is not permitted to observe Shabbos. Still, if a non-Jew does malacha on Shabbos, that's called a malacha, and that's called that's a ner shalosh Shabbos. A ner nasa bo malacha, you're not allowed to use. What if a Jew lit the flame on Shabbos, but there was a chayla sheesh b'sakana? So he was permitted and obligated to light the candle. So then the Gemara says, then it's okay. Then you may say the bracha bar miyareish. It's very surprising. One would have certainly thought the opposite. One would have thought, if a non-Jew did the malach, he lit the candle. What does it bother me? But if a Jew lit the candle, even for the sake of pikuach nefesh, but he did a malach, there was a heter. But that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara. That's a beferish Gemara. That if a Jew lit the flame on Shabbos, but for the sake of a chodesh yesh b'sakana, then that's not called a malacha. It sounds like hutra. But hutra is the pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. Hutra tchui, that's a machlokes. And we're machmer. The Rama is machmer. That is the chuyah. And if a nochri lit the flame on Shabbos, that's called nasas by malacha, and you can't use it. The Gemara says that bar mi'arayish and bar mi'arim psamim on Matzoi Shabbos, if you don't have a flame and you don't have a psamim, you're not mechuyev to go look for it. Ei machzir machara. You don't have to go look for it. That's why in Europe, in the Mir Yeshiva, they never had psamim in the base matter, so they never said bar mi'arim psamim. Ei machzir machara. But they never had candles because they had whatever electric bulb. So they never said bar mi'arayish. The Gemara says, you're not mechuyev, ei machzir machara. The Chabbos says that that's only Bar Mi'areish HaMetzoy Shabbos, Ein Machzir Machrav. Bar Mi'areish HaMetzoy Yom Kippur, that is Machzir Machrav. That's a special Takanas Chachamim, that you should say Bar Mi'areish HaMetzoy Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in the Shulchan Aruch quotes, what if you have an Aspat Gloria, you have a flame, a torch. L'chatchil you should use an Avuka. Avuka is a mitzvah min amuvcha. Avuka means, so we usually say an avuka, that's why Havdalah candles have a few wicks and they all blend in together to make a big flame. Rabbi Kivega in Hilchos Shechita quotes, it says in the Gemara, L'chatchil you shouldn't shecht balayla because it's dark. So you don't know if you're shechting properly, but if you have the lights around and it's Laila Kayom Yoyer, it's as light at nighttime is going to be in the daytime in the slaughterhouse. They have the lights on at night and the lights on at day. Then you're permitted to shecht even by lana. So it says you have to have an avuka. Rabbi Kivega there quotes from the Maharil, what's the definition of avuka, both for Havdalah on Matzoi Shabbos and for Shechita Balayla. So he says if you have two candles that are near each other, if you have one candle in this corner, one candle in that corner, that's not an avuka. But if you have two candles, you don't require that the flame should blend in together. Like by us, we always have a Havdalah candle. All of the wicks blend in to make one gigantic flame. Mikra din is not necessary. If you have the two candles near each other, that's good enough. When you have Yantab Shecholiyas ben Matzoi Shabbos, you say Bar Mi'areish, and many people have the practice that the Balabasta who lit candles, so the one is saying Abdullah, will see to it that they'll put the two candles together and they'll make one big flame out of both of them. So that's Rabbi Kivega says that it's not necessary. If the two candles are near each other, that's also called an avuka. And many, some achrenim have, I don't say many, some achrenim have a kpeda that you should bedavka not put the candles together when it's a Matzoi Shabbos is yontif, because it's some kind of a malacha or another. What exactly is the malacha? What's wrong if you have two candles that are lit? What's wrong with putting the two candles together? You have a list of 39 malachas. What's he doing over here? He's not doing shoychet, he's not doing soreya, he's not doing choresh. What did he do already? So, most, I think, who have this chumra say that it may be a violation of mechaber, that you have a certain amount of wax that's in the candle, and here you're causing some of the wax to drip down, it's going to be lost. That's an issue of mechaber. So that's a question in Tosfos and Beis. Is that really mechaber? If you have a candle and snip off the bottom, is that mechaber? You took away a little fuel, so it's going to burn a little less. So is that really mechaber? When you tilt one candle to the other, it should make one big flame. That's the question if that's mechaber. Rav Soloveitchik once said it's an iser of havara shelo letzorech. It's also a question, is it havara? Each candle is burning. What's the havara? Making it burn better. It's a question. So the Gemara says if you have such an avuka and you want to say bar mi'ar ha'esh, but it's an aspect gloria, so you have a lampshade around it, and the light comes out from the lamp, but you can't see the flame itself. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara that you can't say bar mi'ar ha'esh if you don't see the flame itself, even though the light comes out from it. So they say the Rav Chaim Oizer was mahader to use an electric bolt to say Bar Mi'ar Ha'esh on Metzoy Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik said he remembered it. Others quote that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had this practice that Rav Soloveitchik didn't mention, but they quote Rav Chaim Oizer had that practice to be mahader to say Bar Mi'ar Ha'esh on an electric bolt. But about 50 years ago, they started manufacturing electric bulbs that are frosted, so you can't see the filament inside. So then that's like an aspergloria, where you have a lampshade on the thing. You can't see the flame inside. So then if it's a frosted bulb, then you can't say Bar Mi'ar Ha'esh. Rabbi Breuer was the rabbi here. He passed away at the age of 98, a long time ago. So he lost his eyesight at an old age. So he never saw a frosted bulb. So when they asked him about saying Havdalah on a bulb, so he said, yeah. But then they explained the frosted bulb. So they had explained to him 10 times what a frosted bulb. He didn't live so long that he should see a frosted bulb. So he said, if that's the story, you can't see the filament. Then you can't say Bar Mi'ar Ha'esh. You're supposed to see only if you see the filament. The quote Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says he can't say Lahalik Nesh al Shabbos on fluorescent because it's just that the gas is lit up. You don't really have a filament that's glowing. If you have a metal wire that's glowing, so then the Rambam says that that's Havara. If you just have gas that's lit up, then that's not called Eish.
The Achronim with the Neris together, doesn't Tosa say that it's Mutter to put them together because it's you're only, especially if you do it with the Or and not with the Stocking, as long as you do it with the Or, be Mutter to put them together because over there? Maybe he was quoting the Chumash Achronim not to put the candles together because maybe it would be Mechada. Isn't Tosfos talking about that since you're not Machish on the Or Klal, that therefore it's Mutter as long as you do the Or and not the Kli to put the candles together?
You mean if I cut off the bottom of the candle?
Well, he says with the knife would be Usser, but with the Or would be Mutter.
But the knife would be also to do what? To cut off the bottom of the candle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't remember. I thought Taisa said that it was Mutter. I thought they said that it's not a Malacha.
Yeah, so maybe
we're
saying that
for the Machmir and Mutter? Yeah, so I think the Achranim, some recommend you shouldn't put the candles together. It's not necessary. If they're near each other, it's already in Avuka. And if you will put them near each other, some of the wax may drip down, and that may or may not be an issue of Mechaber. So that's the question. Why is it mechaber? If you cut off the bottom of the candle, it's just going to burn less. It's going to burn an hour less, or a drop of wax is going to drip down, so it'll burn 5 minutes less, 2 minutes less. Is that really mechaber?
I thought the Gemara says if you pull out some of the oil,
the mistapik,
then
just like... The Gemara in Beitza says, HaMistapik Ben Hashem Mishab Ner, Chai Mishab. So that's what Tosfos wants to know why. So Tosfos thinks, if you're mistapik Ben Hashem Mishab Ner, immediately the flame will diminish. Yeah, but if you have a candle, you cut the bottom, the flame isn't diminishing. Or if you tilt it a little bit and a little wax falls down, is the flame really diminishing?
The regular electric bulbs, isn't it there the glass of chatzitza? Just for seeing it? Say you can't
if it's frosted glass, then you can't glass, see. Yeah. But a regular glass, the what's the problem with chatzitza?
You can't make brick or if there's a window in the way. You can't make brick or if there's a window.
So you have to take your glasses off also. No. The Pashto says that Riyah, the Gemara says that Erev Bashoshes you're not allowed to say a bracha. Tzera b'ashashis, you're not allowed to say a bracha. Tzera b'ashashis, you're not allowed to say a bracha, because it says, l'yir b'cha erba z'dover b'riya talya milse, and riya derech ashashis, riya derech the glass, is called riya. So not Gemara, that's Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this discussion from the Achrayim. If you're wearing glasses, do you have to take off your glasses to recite a b'cha sariya? So the Pashto says, you don't have to. Riya derech ashashis, also called riya.
If you have like a cup of oil with two wicks inside,
and they're both burning, but it kind of like looks like a regular candle because they're right next to each other. Does that work for an avuka? Yeah, if you have two wicks, that's an avuka. Even if they don't blend in together. Usually if it's both in the same cup, it will blend in together. But even if it doesn't, it's also called an avuka, right? There is a machlekes achrenim. When does one recite the bracha Baramir Yoesh? Bichas Hanenin is always recited before you get to Hanoah. Bichas Shebach V'Hoidah is always recited after. Let's say a person sees the Alps, so he says the bracha after he sees it. You don't close your eyes, and the pilot says, everybody close your eyes sitting on the right side and say the bracha because you're soon going to see the Alps. He says, you're soon going to see the Mediterranean, so close your eyes and say the bracha before. Lightning, thunder. After you experience the lightning and the thunder, the rainbow, then you say. So that's a machlokes, but the birchas bar mi'ar ha'esh ha'metzoy Shabbos is like a birchas hanenin, so the bracha should be recited in advance. Or do you say, no, you don't say bar mi'ar ha'esh all week long. Obviously, it's not a birchas hanenin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam Rishon how to harness energy from fire. Ha'metzoy Shabbos, he was created on Erev Shabbos. And then he taught him how to harness the energy from the fire Metzoy Shabbos. So it's zechet to that. Every Metzoy Shabbos, we recite the bracha Bar Mi'or Hoesh. So it's really a bichas shevach. Bichas shevach v'hoido. So there should really be lachar. Lachar v'asiyosim. After you look. I remember someone once asked Rav Soloveitchik, which is more correct? Should you look at your fingernails before or after? So he says, what's the difference? The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say you don't have to look at your fingernails. As long as you're so close that you would have been able, if you would hold two coins, you'd be able to see. Does he have to be pretty close? You have to have a good... they used to have the image of the emperor on the coin. So sometimes the emperor is with a crown, sometimes they have an emperor without a crown. So you have to be so close that if you would have the two coins in your hand, you'd be able to see which coin has a crown, which coin doesn't have a crown. There has to be a lot of light there. It's not so pushing. There has to be a lot of light to be able to see. So he thought it doesn't make such a big difference. He thought it doesn't matter. Now Moshe has a tshuva about this. He thinks that we should follow the minhag ha'olam that everybody says the bracha before. And many hold not so. Many hold say the bracha after. I always say the bracha after. The Yismach Moshe has a shtickle Torah about this. Yeah. He quotes the machlok, he talks about what?
After what?
After looking at my fingers. Yeah. Yeah. I have no control over the kala. She may not agree, but I have control over the candle. I lit the candle.
Before you light the candle, you'll make the bracha. Maybe the candle won't light.
You don't say the bracha before you light the candle. You say the bracha after it's lit. But should you get hanoa before? Or should you get hanoa dafke after? So that's a machlekes achrayim. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. What's the difference? You're standing close enough. You say the bracha even if you don't put your fingers there. The whole putting your fingers is all menhagim. So what's the difference? What are we making such a big fuss about? Okay. Before and after. Okay. The Gemara says that if a person didn't recite Havdalah Ametzoy Shabbos at night, he still has an opportunity to say all day long on Sunday. Then the Gemara has another opinion, not only Sunday all day long, up until Tuesday evening. The first 3 days of the week is all considered the Lebosa Shabbat. That's a Gemara in Gittin, that if you write a get, there's a Takonas HaTanoim, you have to write Zman in the get. So the Zman should be that the month and the year and the day and the month and the day of the week. We don't write what time in the day, we just write which day it is. So the Gemara says that b'diyevet, if you just wrote the year, shnas tavshin ein dalet, you didn't write what month and so on, b'diyevet it's good. And if you didn't write what day of the week it was, he just wrote, it was the week of Parshas Chayisor. So b'diyevet, that's also good. And if you wrote Lebosa Shabbata, Parshas Vayera, Lebosa Shabbata has the connotation of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And if you wrote Mikami Shabbata, Parshas Chayisor, Mikami Shabbata has the connotation of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The first 3 days in the week are called Boso Shabbata, and the next 3 days in the week are called Mikami Shabbata, prior to the next Shabbos. Balamor writes, that's because you can say Havdalah, that's the Machloikis in the Gemara and Brochas. Can you say Havdalah only till the end of Sunday? Or can you say Havdalah until Tuesday night? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Machloikis, and we really paskin until Tuesday night. There's a machlekes at the end of Maseches Ma'ikot, and the Rosh has a machlekes. What if a person was in Oinin on Amitzoy Shabbos, Mishim Mesim Musa Lefanov, and he's not allowed to daven, he's not allowed to say Havdalah, not allowed to listen to Havdalah to someone else, and then they have the burial on Sunday. So should he say Havdalah after the burial? Is this an Inyan of Tashlumin? So we should say the Oinin was Pata, Mikred in the Oinin. You only have to make tashlumin if you are mechuyev to say to daven, and you weren't able to observe the chiv. Let's say an oinen is a machlekes. What's pshat? Oinen doesn't daven. It means he's mechuyev and he's not supposed to show kavod ames. He's not supposed to fulfill the obligation. Or no, because of kavod ames, so we say he's not mechuyev to daven. So if he's mechuyev and he's supposed to be mevatle, then there would be an inyan of tashlumin. If he says he's not mechuyev at all, then there's no tashlumin. So mikra din, we hold that there's no tashlumin for the oinen. We mentioned, I think, previously that the Radvaz in the Tshuva says, let's say the oinen didn't daven shachris. Mishim Meis Mudhav didn't daven shachris, then the funeral is 1 o'clock, and then he's going to daven mincha. So when the oinen is going to be the shlech tzibur, he should repeat the chazara sashatz of mincha. So the Radva says, when he says the Chazara Sashatz, he should have in mind that this is his Tashlumin for the Shachris that he missed, and this is Chazara Sashatz for Mincha for the rest of the Tzibur. It's a very strange, what do you mean? Which is it? For me, it's a Tashlumin for Shachris, and for them, it's Chazara Sashatz for Mincha. How can it be two different things? It's very strange. But Mikra Adin, we paskin that there's no Tashlumin for the Yonim. So that's the question over here. The ability to recite Havdalah up until Sunday evening, with the ability to recite Havdalah till Tuesday night, is that an idea of Tashlumin? So then if the person was in Oinen, Leil Matzoi Shabbos, then there's no Tashlumin, not Mechiv to do Tashlumin. What do you say? What Tashlumin? When Tashlumin? Tashlumin is only a concept that applies to Korbanis. The original din of Tashlumin is by Korbanis. And it's carried over to Davening because the Davening is somehow based on Korbanis. But on Havdalah, why should there be Tashlumin on Havdalah? It's not that it's a din of Tashlumin. It's called Lebosa Shabbata. Sunday is called Lebosa Shabbata, and Monday, Tuesday, according to one opinion, is also called Lebosa Shabbata. That is this man of Havdalah, but it's not a vort of Tashlumin. So that's a machlek, is what the din is. Whether the Oinen should recite Havdalah after the Kvura on Sunday. Yeah. The big machlekes we mentioned a few times when the Ramban passed away, so the Talmid Ramban went to go learn in Provence. So the Meiri was there at that time, so they made a whole machlekes because they had different minhagim that they had from Spain. And in Provence they had different minhagim. So the Meiri wrote a whole Sefer Magen Avos to defend the Minhag Avos of the Minhag in Provence. And I think he has 24 essays, 24 issues that they were fighting about. So one of them was the following: when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, every couple of years that's what happens. So you don't say, so what do you do with Havdalah on Matzoy Shabbos? Do you say Havdalah alakos? Do you say Havdalah alakos? So some are of the opinion, say Havdalah alakos, and you give it to a young child who's not fasting. Let him drink the wine. Others hold that that's a bit chinuch. Because the Gemara says in Erev in Daf Mem and Beis that on Leil Yom Kippur you should really say Shehecheyanu Alakos. after Kol Nidre, we say Shachyanov. So you should really say Shachyanov al Akos to enhance the Hashivas of the bracha. But the Gemara says no one can drink it. So you don't gain anything to say a bracha al Akos. You only gain Hamborach Tzor Shiit, and someone's going to drink it. So then the Gemara says, well, give the wine to a young child who's not fasting anyway. The Gemara said, that's an improper chinuch. Kid is going to grow up, he's going to remember. The rabbi told me to drink the wine on the El Yom Kippur, so we don't do that. So some Rishonim say, this is not a good idea to give the wine to the child and when Tisha B'Av falls out on Matzoi Shabbos, it's not a good chinuch. Others say, no, it's not the same. Yom Kippur, the Gemara was asking, every Leil Yom Kippur, you should say Shachyanav al Akos, every single year. So that's a bad chinuch. The children will remember that every single year they said Havdol al Akos and they drank the wine. So some of them will continue to drink the wine when they grow up also, after Bar Mitzvah. But how often does it happen? It doesn't happen every single year that Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday. It's not so common. So once in a while, when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday, you say Havdol al Akos and you give the wine to a child to drink. So that's one practice. Others have the practice that you say the Havdalah on Sunday night after Tisha B'Av is over. Others have the practice that you don't say Havdalah. That the Gemara says there was a period of time that the Jews couldn't afford to buy wine. So the Chachamim said, Yeyotze, when they were poor, so the Chachamim said, Yeyotze with Havdalah betvila. Chazru v'hashiru, when they became rich, then they made a takana that even though you said Havdalah betvila, Hamavdah betvila, so Achshi Havdalah lakos, he should repeat the Havdalah again. So some Rishonim say, well, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, everybody's poor. It's Tisha B'Av, Rolan Aves, it's considered like that period in history that everybody was poor. And others say that the idea of reciting Havdalah on Sunday night is a din of Tashlum, and some hold even on Sunday is Tashlum, and some hold no, Sunday is the Ikazman, that's Matzoi Shabbos, but Sunday night till Tuesday night is Tashlum. So how can you have Tashlumin if Mi'ikra din, there was no chiv to recite Havdalah alakos ha-Matzoi Shabbos? So there are different practices, different opinions. What do you do in such a case? Some of the Sfardish Poskim have the following situation. I remember my father-in-law died on the Shabbos afternoon, and all the children were there. He died in the hospital on Shabbos afternoon. So they realized they're going to be Oinanim ha-Matzoi Shabbos. So we didn't have any Svarim there in the hospital. So we figured out, we're all geniuses, so we all figured out what the Sfardish Poskim say, that they should daven on Shabbos, there's no din of aninus. So they should daven Mayriv Shmoneh Esrei after Plaga Mincha and Seatochan Antonu. And then they should say Havdalah Alakos on Shabbos afternoon. On Shabbos there's no aninus. Why should they wait till Matzoi Shabbos and become Oinanim? Then they won't be able to say Havdalah. Then they can have a whole Asik. But you say Havdalah later, you don't say Havdalah after the Kvura. Say Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon. So we didn't have any Svarim, so that's what they did. Then we looked in the Svarim, so we found out that's what the Sfardish post can recommend. I think the Stechemin writes that's what he had, and Kaparim, I think that's what he had, that's what they did. But all the Ashkenazi Achrenim assume not so. Taz and the Magen Avraham, they assume not so. They assume that since the Ikar Zman of Ma'ariv really is Balaila, and the Ikar Zman of Havdalah really is on Matzoi Shabbos Balaila, Matzoi Shabbos is going to be Anoinen, so it's not right to be Magdim earlier. The only time you Magdim earlier is if you would have waited till Matzoi Shabbos, you would have been obligated to say Ma'ariv with Atachan Antonu and to say Havdalah, so then you can be Magdim earlier if you have a Shas Hatchak. But if you would have waited till Matzoi Shabbos, you would have not said Havdalah and David Ma'ariv because you're going to be Anoinen, so then you should not be Magdim earlier. I don't understand why. I think it's still a good einfalt, but that's the Ashkenazim have that practice. In Shulchan Aruch they mention the meaning that we say tzidkoscha after mincha. Who's the tzidik adin all about? So the Tosfos in Menachos quotes this from the Tshuvas Hagoyim that the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos afternoon, late in the afternoon. So we're reciting tzidik adin every week. It's not the yartzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. The yartzeit means once a year, a yartzeit, a year. It's the weekly anniversary of the p'tir of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why he say tzidkoscha tzidik adin for Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Gemara has a din, chacham shemeis, beis medrashe betelim, beis medrashe batel. When a rav dies on his shul, they shouldn't give a public shiur at that time. So Tosfos quotes the minhag from the Gaonim, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that you don't have a public shiur between mincha and ma'ariv late on Shabbos afternoon, because that's Moshe Rabbeinu died, that's everybody's rebbe. I remember the first time they invited me to speak at an OU convention, Oh, you used to have conventions every other year on Thanksgiving weekend. I don't know if they have anymore. They discontinued it a few years ago. So the first time they invited me many years ago, so they asked me to give a shiur after the Shalosh Shuot, before Ma'ariv. So I said, you don't give a shiur. It's in Shulchan Aruch. They said they never heard of it. So I said, yes, Rabbi Soloveitchik. He was alive at that time. Yes, Rabbi Soloveitchik. So they called up Rabbi Soloveitchik. So he said, yeah, you have a Torah lecture. They should bill it as a Torah lecture, but it shouldn't be a shiur. It should be a drasha. That's the meaning, that you say Baruch HaNapshi, you say Shira Mala, so you say Pirkei Avos, so the Rav gives a drasha. But you don't give a shiur. You don't give a shiur in halach. People can learn b'charusa, but the meaning is you don't have a public shiur in halach. I think that's usually before mincha. I think usually the Shabbos HaGadol drasha with a pilpul is before mincha.
That's only a shiur in halacha. That's problematic.
Yeah, you give a drasha in hashkafa. That's okay. They used to give a shiur in the afternoon, on Shabbos afternoon, so they didn't want anybody to learn Tehillim or to say Ksuvim, because they may get so involved, they won't attend the shiur in halacha. Right? So the shiur in halacha was always on Shabbos afternoon before Mincha. Then after Mincha, you're allowed to do Kriyas Ksuvim, because then there's no Drosha Sachachm after Mincha. Drosha Sachachm was always before Mincha. Yeah. Okay, I wanted to start some of the malachas already. Okay, long awaited. Some malachas. So the malacha that people usually violate most is about reheating food. Okay. So everybody knows you got to have a blech. What is the blech accomplished? So the people who don't know think you can take water from the faucet and put it on top of the fire if you have a blech. As long as the fire is covered up, you can cook all you want. So needless to say, not needless to say, we have to say that this is not permissible. That's a prohibition of Bishul, even if the fire is not visible. That's a melacha d'oraisa, said Bishul. So what does the blech accomplish? So the Mishnais have their two prohibitions which were instituted in the Rabbana. One is Shehiyah, one is Hachazor. Shehiyah is like this. In the Mishnah, the end of the first parak in Masech HaShabbos, the Mishnah records the machlok is Pesilim B'Shamay. I permitted to set up the system where melacha begins on Erev Shabbos and continues into Shabbos. You put the pieces of wool in a vat full of dye, and it begins to absorb the dye in Erev Shabbos, and it continues into Shabbos. Well, the sprinkler system is on Erev Shabbos, and it's watering the lawn. Mashkan Maim Lizraim is a melacha deraisa, told of something or another, told of Charish, told of Zareya, and then it continues to sprinkle the lawn, to water the lawn into Shabbos. So we pass like Basila that is permissible. You're always permitted to set up a system where melacha begins on Erev Shabbos, continues into Shabbos, with one exception to the rule. If you put raw food on top of the fire on Erev Shabbos, and it's going to continue to cook into Shabbos, even Basila will agree that you're not allowed to do that because Gzeira Shema Yechata B'Kecholim. We're afraid that the person may be so concerned he wants to have his food ready for tonight, so he may start poking around in coals. And if one is going to be mechata b'gecholim, he may possibly be in violation of mechaba or mavir. Some of the coals that were orange and red may now turn out to become black, so that's mechaba. And some of the coals that were black before, the burning hot, but they were black, if they'll come out to be on top, they will become red, that'll be mavir. That's a b'raisa in Maseches Krisis, ha-mechata b'gecholim b'shabbos. So the Brisa says Chayv Shtayim. If he did a b'shogeg, it's Chayv Tu Chatos, one for Mechaba and one for Mavir. One Brisa says HaMechata B'Gecholim B'Shabbos Chayv Achas. Only Chayv one Chatos. How come it's, but there's a Chiluk B'Lochas L'Shabbos, how come it's not Chayv Shtayim? So the Gemara says that Tana, that Brisa goes like the Tana Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds, we just said the other day, Havor L'Lav Yotzes. Rabbi Yossi holds that there is no Chorus on Havor, but there is Chorus on Mechaba. There is Chorus on Mechaba. That's what the Rashash quotes, that one of his relatives, Sher Bisori, his relative, Rabbi Menashe Ilya, who was a super genius. The Vilna Gaon liked him very much because he was such a super genius. He used to give original pshatim and all the gemaras against Rashi, against Tosfos. So what he did for a living was he was a malamed. He used to teach children. So the parents would always fire him. He wasn't teaching Rashi and Tosfos. He gave his old wild pshatim. And the Vilna Gaon liked his cute pshatim. And then after they printed the Vilna Shas, so they found that some of his original pshatim were in the Rabbeinu Chananel. No one had a Rabbeinu Chananel until the Vilna Shas printed it. So a lot of his pshatim they found in Rishonim later on. So this Rabbi Menashe Ilya put out a sefer Alfe Menashe. Maybe he has thousands of chidushim. I don't know. They have it in the library, Alfe Menashe. So he writes Yeshle, his topic, he raises a possibility that if the din would have been like Rabbi Yossi, that Havara Lelav Yotzin, says no Koreis, so Mestaba that Mechaba is also only Lelav Yotzin. Mestaba that there wouldn't be any Koreis on Mechaba either. And there's a Taisus like that in Beitz also. Taisus assumes that if you hold Havara Lelav Yotzin, so then Mechaba is also only Lelav. So the Rashash points out, with all due respect to his relative, it's against an offering Gemara increases. The Gemara increases quotes a Braisa. At Chota Bigacholim B'Shoygik, how many Chatos is a Chayv? So one Raisa says Chayv Shtaim, one Raisa says Chayv Achas. The Gemara says why Chayv Achas? It goes like the Tana Rabbi Yosi that Havor LaLav Yotzes. So you only Chayv Achatos on the Kibui. So you see the famous in the Gemara, not like that Tosis in Beitza, not like Rabbi Menashe Ilya that even if the old Havor is only a Lav, there's no Koris, but Mechaber there is Koris. So they prohibited leaving raw food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, that it should cook into Shabbos. Yeah. And then if you put a blech, if you make a heker, you cover it over the fire, so then you're not afraid, then it's mutter. Is it ever permissible to leave food on top of the fire without a blech? If you're leaving the food on there on Shabbos, maybe there's always a chashash, what if the food is all completely cooked? What is it going to be Mechata B'Kecholim for? Mechata B'Kecholim, he wants to hasten the cooking process. It already is Mavushal. So that's a Machloikas HaTanoim. So one Tana is of the opinion, once the food reached the point of Michael Ben Derusoy, Ben Derusoy was a gangster who lived in the days of the Tanoim. He was always running away from the police. So whenever he would make his meal, he would broil the food, rare done, he would gobble it down, and he would run away. He was afraid the police are going to catch up with him. Now, Michael Ben Derusoy is cooking the food to the least amount that anyone would be willing to eat it. So one opinion of the Tanoim is, once the food is ready, Higil and Michael Ben Derusoy, before Shabbos enters, there's no need for a blech. And the other Tanoim disagree. They say, no, even if it's Michael Ben Derusoy, you still need a blech. Up until what point? Well, how long? So the Gemara says, till it's really legamri, mevusha legamri. So the Rashba there has a suggestion. He says, maybe the blech, maybe according to one opinion, the blech is only useful to allow you to leave the food on the fire. If the food already is a gil amachal ben derusoy, then you have a blech. But maybe if you put on mamish raw food, or you put cold water on top of the blech, and when Shabbos enters, it's not even a gil amachal ben derusoy, it didn't even begin to get cooked yet, and maybe then the blech doesn't even help. So the Rashba raises such a possibility. The Rashba's suggestion is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, but Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page quotes that Rashba. So that's why in certain parts of Europe they were machmer for that Rashba. So the Balabasta would always cook the kettle of water before she benchlich. Then she would put the kettle of water on top of the blech before she benchlich. The kettle of water was fully cooked already. In Lithuania, Rav Soloveitchik said they were not machmer. They weren't choshesh for this Chumrah of Rabbi Kiveg. Rav Soloveitchik said that in Galicia they used to be machmer. My grandmother was from Galicia, so my mother used to do like her mother, that she had the kettle of water would be fully cooked before. Rav Soloveitchik told the story that once a couple came to him, they wanted to get divorced. Husband said, the wife is Mechal Shabbos. Why is she Mechal Shabbos? Because she would put the kettle of cold water right on top of the blech and then bench lich, and it was cold water. And then he said his mother always cooked the water before. So he knew who it was. The girl was the daughter of a big Talmud Chacham, a prominent rabbi at that time. So he asked the girl, where do your parents come from? So he knew the answer was they came from Litvin. Where does your mother come from? His mother came from Galicia. So he said, each one is presenting their family tradition. Then in Europe, there were two traditions, whether do you permit the use of a blech to leave food on top of the fire if it's not even Higil and Michael Ben Derusoy. That's Rabbi Kivega has that chumah.
You hold that there's no need for a blech at all if it's
Machal Ben Yisrael. Chananya, there's a Tana Chananya. He says if it's a Bede Higil and Machal Ben Yisrael, you don't need a blech.
So according to Chananya, so then certainly you would be allowed to leave food on the blech even
less than Machal Ben Yisrael. Yeah, the only time you need a blech is when it's Lo Higil and Machal Ben Yisrael. So that's what the Rashba suggests. Maybe that's only a liba de Hananya, but a liba de Rabbanah. Maybe the blach doesn't even help unless it's already Higil and Mechel Medusa. It doesn't say it in the Gemara. It doesn't say it all. Yeah, the Rashba raises such a possibility. Rabbi Kiveger quotes it, recommending that one should be Machmer like that. Rav Moshe writes that L'chatchila de blach should cover not only the fire, should cover the knobs in the front as well, but he holds Me'ikar Adin, you really have to cover the fire. Cover the knobs, that's not sufficient. And others disagree with Rav Moshe. Shimon Ida quotes in his Sefer that he heard the Rabbi and Kotler disagreed, Rav Soloveitchik disagreed. Shimon Ida didn't quote that they thought if he covered the knobs in the front, that would also be sufficient, even if he didn't cover the fire. So that's a din of Shehiyah, to leave food on the fire on Erev Shabbos that's going to get cooked into Shabbos. That's the one exception to the rule. All other malachas we allow you, like Basilashit, we allow you to set up a system on Erev Shabbos so the malachas should continue into Shabbos, except for cooking food that we don't allow because of the Gzeri Shem Yichata B'Gacholim. The Gemara has a kula that if you have a kedera chaisa, if you have a pot and you, with vegetables, whatever, potatoes and carrots, whatever, and you have a raw piece of meat, and the raw piece of meat, even if you're going to poke around in the coals, will not be ready for tonight. It's not going to be ready for tonight. And for tomorrow, we'll be ready even if you don't poke around in the coals. So there's no need to poke in the coals. It's lomala v'lomari. Even if he's not going to poke in the coals, it will be ready for tomorrow. And even if he does poke in the coals, it will not be ready for tonight. So then the Gemara says, if you have a kedera chaisa, then you don't need a blech, because there's no chashash of Shem Eichat. So Rav Henkin was a big poisek here in New York before Rav Moshe came on the scene. And he wrote in his Sefer that he doesn't think that applies in America. How is it possible to have a fire on top of the stove that it won't be ready for tonight? By us, it's always going to be ready for tonight. Make the fire a little higher and sing a little mazmir, so it'll be ready. What time tonight? That says Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik thought the same also here. Rav Soloveitchik thought that tonight means by midnight. Will it be ready by midnight? Will it be ready before? Well, of course it's going to be ready before midnight. It doesn't need so long to cook. Okay, the main issue is HaChazara, so that we'll have to do next week. Okay, Sunday we'll do some more Chazara on the Gemara. And then Pchina is going to be Monday morning, then we'll continue.
So Monday of this year is normally 12 hours.
Normal, yeah. The Pchina will be in the morning sometime.